The BBC hands you over now to the Club Akimbo Bletchley for Britain's first public access cable radio show.
By day, they are humble councillors working in the town hall, Bletchley. By night, they are humble councillors, probably asleep somewhere. But in between, they present... Truly, Madly, Bletchley!
And here is your host, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Dutton.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Truly Madly Bletchley. Yes, we may live in a small town, but actually, we've all got huge genitals. My name is Mr. Dutton, I'm council chairman.
My name's Mr. Crowther, and I'm housing secretary.
My name's Mrs. Armitage, I'm in charge of parks and open spaces.
My name's Mr. Wellington, I'm in public finance.
And my name's Mr. Batley, and I'll have £3 on flapping nutmeg in the 2:30.
Oh, Mr. Batley!
I'm sorry, I thought I was in the bookies.
And a special show this week, folks. Yes, it's Charity Week here in Bletchley. Your chance to phone in and pledge what you can for a deserving cause. Mr. Batley, what's the charity this year?
The charity this year, Mr. D, is the Royal Society for the Prevention of Me Not Having a Swimming Pool.
Yes. A little-known cause that nevertheless deserves to rank with Oxfam.
Well, I say charity begins at home, so I thought, why not begin at my home?
Why not indeed? What was the charity last year?
The charity last year was the National Society for Me and Mr. Dutton having a 3-week holiday in Rio.
Ah, yes. And let's have a little look now to see where your money went.
Mr. Batley and Mr. Dutton dancing naked on a float at the Rio Carnival.
Yes, and it's heartwarming to realise that it was only as a result of your generosity that Mr. Batley and myself were able to enjoy 3 weeks non-stop tequila and sex. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
But this won't get the baby washed. Time now to fling open the cottage door of the show. Settle down before the fireside of your laughter.
Tuck into the lightly toasted muffins of your chuckles and say, Mrs. Armitage, what's on the agenda this week?
On the agenda this week, Mr. Dutton, we'll be talking to Romany Watkins, half gypsy, half international banker.
Lucky current accounts. Who bought my lucky current accounts? Cross my palm with silver, I'll give you an overdraft. Cross my palm with silver, I'll give you an overdraft.
We'll be visiting the Shenley Leisure Centre for the semi-finals of Come Welding!
And Trevor and Maureen Eldon now in their pink boiler suits taking the floor for the Latin American machine fitting pairs. Maureen doing a little cha-cha-cha as she picks up the oxyacetylene torch. Love the peacock feathers on the goggles, Maureen, while Kevin starts hammering the scaffolding pole with a stylish bravado reminiscent of his recent victory at Croydon.
We'll be talking to the parents of ruthless dictator Pol Pot, Monty Pot and Rita Pot, of Newport Pagnell, and asking, what went wrong?
Pol was a good lad. Oh, I don't know what happened, really. One minute he was bouncing around on a space opera in the front garden. The next minute he was invaded North Vietnam and spreading a regime of terror across the Far East. I blame the comprehensive system myself.
Truly, madly, Bletchley. And a first for the show now, as we broadcast a brand new advert that's part of a campaign to improve the image of Britain's roads.
Kevin, fancy meeting you here.
Hi, Ronnie.
Where are you off to?
I'm off to the B4368.
The B4368?
Yes, Ronnie, the B4368.
You mean you're going to Bristol?
Spot on, Ronnie. You see, for going to Bristol, the B4368 is tops. I certainly wouldn't swap it for any other road.
Me neither.
Do you know, I once tried to get to Bristol on the B9862. It was terrible.
Why?
Well, it doesn't go there. It goes to Kidderminster.
I agree. Like hundreds of travellers every day, I find that when going to Bristol, the best road you can possibly take is the B4368. Yeah. It's much better than B146 because that only goes to Kettering. And it knocks absolute spots off the B129, which, although a decent enough road in itself, sells you a bit short of the Bristol department in the very important sense that it doesn't actually go there.
No?
No, try as you might, the asphalted bugger never wavers in its headlong pursuit of Sir Edzester.
You said it, Ronnie, and I heard you.
The B4368. It's more than just a road. It's an old tarmac friend.
Truly, Madly Bletchley.
And as part of our community programming policy now, we hand you over to Clink FM, the radio station broadcasting from Her Majesty's Prison, Bletchley.
Everybody's listening to Clink FM.
Yeah. Oh, there, you're listening to Clink FM, the station that locks you into the hot hits and the cool gossip of Buckinghamshire's grooviest penitentiary, coming to you live from D Block. I'm Ron the Snake, Meredith, double murderer, no regrets, with you through till five, pulling the cool back in the cooler. Coming up later, some handy hints on how to brush up your currency laundering, but first...
Bletchley Prison Amateur Dramatic Society presents Noel Carrot's Private Lives, starring Fingers McGraw as Elliot.
Oh, darling, what fools we were. What utter, utter fools.
And Harry Mad Dog Braithwaite as Amanda.
Don't speak, my sweet. Let us remember Venice in the moonlight. Our eyes shining, our hearts beating as one. Oh, Elliot, kiss me.
For three nights only at the exercise block F Wing.
Everybody's listening to Clink FM.
Now, those of you who are familiar with the show will know that Mr. Batley has a rather intriguing disease. Isn't that right, Mr. B?
Prod my underbelly with a slide rule if you're wrong, Mr. D.
Yes, a disease which turns him every now and then into a South American singer.
Quite correct. This Latin songster affliction can occur at any time, whether I'm at home, out shopping, or...
driving on my little scooter. There, you see, it's happened again.
Oh, my God!
He's going to sing! Run for it!
You are listening to the sensuous sounds of Enrico Valdez. Tonight we invite you to do the Lambada. Every town and every street, people finding their feet, wherever happy people meet, they dance to the Lambada beat. They know, they know, they know, the lid is bound to blow, to the Lambada, oh, to the Lambada, oh, move a little closer, oh, to the Lambada, Lambada, woo!
I can't stand this. We've got to stop him. Any ideas, Mr. Crowther?
Well, Mr. D, as it happens, I've just developed this highly sophisticated anti-Latin American singer device, which, when applied, is guaranteed to remove all Venezuelan vocalists within a radius of 83 feet.
Splendid. What is it?
This.
Mrs. Armitage, I don't want to embarrass you, but it's your birthday today, isn't it?
Oh, why, yes, Mr. Dutton. I was trying to keep it a secret, but now it's out. Well, I suppose the whole world deserves to know.
I'd like to express my admiration for you, Mrs. A, by giving you this small gift.
What? Goodness, Mr. Dutton, whatever is it?
It's the new Chilton Turbo 162 Express. With all-electric dynamo combustion, leather upholstery, an optional dining car.
Oh, good gracious, Mr. Dutton. Wherever did you get it?
I got it at Marks and Spencer's. Yes, my local branch has just opened a transport department. It's next to the pasta.
Oh, it's lovely.
I've got you a present too, Mrs. Armitage.
Dad!
Oh, Mr. Batley, what have you got me?
I've bought you a rook.
A rook? Just what I've always wanted.
It's a good rook, high quality.
Where did you get it?
Marks and Spencer's.
Oh.
My local branch has just opened an aviary. It's next to the grey school sweaters.
Oh, you naughty little counsellor. I shall treasure it.
How dare you? You kiss Mr. Batley because he gives you a rook. I give you a train and what do I get? Zilch. Well, I thought at least a long weekend in Broadstairs or something.
She doesn't like your train, Mr. D. She likes my rook.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, now, now, gentlemen.
Mrs. Armitage, me and Mr. Wellington have clumped together like...
Oh, not you as well.
No, well, we've got you something.
Oh, Mr. Crowther, how sweet of you. What have you bought me?
Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah, we bought it at...
Not Marks and Spencer.
Yeah, no, Kay's catalogues. 30 quid deposit, 18 easy to pay monthly instalments, and Mexico's yours. In the hand, no questions asked.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Crowder. I like you better than Mr. Dutton.
No, get it.
See, you're useless.
Let's have a party in the next room while Mr. Dutton stays here and cries.
No, don't go. I'll put a down payment on Nova Scotia.
I'm over in the Arndale Centre now for our members of the public do something quite sad just to get on the radio slot. And this week, it's Mr. Saunders from Bletchley Karate Club.
Hello. I'd like to demonstrate the ancient art of karate by splitting these 5-inch planks of wood.
Mr. Saunders?
Yes?
I thought you said you were going to use karate.
I did use karate.
No, you didn't. You sawed them in half.
Well, that is karate.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Karate is an ancient Chinese word meaning to saw through vigorously.
Mr. Saunders, karate is a martial art that translates spiritual power into feats of physical strength.
What? No mention of saws?
No.
Not even those little ones like hacksaws?
No.
Well, that's a bit of a bugger, isn't it? Hear that, Les? We're not allowed to use saws. We've got to use our hands.
Hands?
Yeah, we've got to use our hands.
Well, folks, time, like a sadistic wet nurse from Barry Island, has beaten us. But before we go, let's have an update now on the charity fundraising from Mr. Batley.
Well, Mr. D, the pledges have been pouring in, and as you can see, we've managed to build this luxury Olympic-sized pool with fitted sauna and jacuzzi. So a heartfelt thanks from the Royal Society for the prevention of me not enjoying myself.
And not only that, but there's enough left over for the Mrs. Armitage Fund for having a fur coat.
The Henry Wellington Foundation for the extension of my living room.
And the Mr. Crowder Camp aid to visit as many brothels as he can in a fortnight.
Yes, and they say British charity's dead. Fair brings a lump to your throat. Well, as we ease into our trunks and slide into the azure waters, it's a fond farewell from Mr. Wellington.
Pip, pip.
Mr. Crowder.
Cheerio.
The lovely Mrs. Armitage.
See you soon.
The sumptuous Mr. Batley.
Love your tippets.
And me, the lithe Mr. Dutton. So until next week, it only remains for me to say, Mickey Benelli, play that song.
You've been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, a radio entertainment presented by Bletchley District Council. The show was written by Julian Dutton and starred Liz Fraser, David Batley, Toby Longworth, Simon Godley and Julian Dutton. The special guest star, Enrico Valdez and his orchestra. The producer was Dirk Maggs.